Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, November the 7th, and we're glad to have you with us today. My friend Diana Moxon is sitting on to the right of me.
Hello.
Columbia Artley, good to have you here.
Still
We're here to talk about something you've got
coming up on Friday. Well, we have a workshop. We do, you know, art classes for children and adults.
Well, I know you do art classes.
Yeah, I wanted to say that just so that you could mimic it. But yes, the art classes. So we have a special workshop this week for adults. And it's a watercolor-based workshop, and it is called Art of the Greeting Card.
So we called what?
Art of the Greeting Card. You know, like making your own holiday season cards.
Oh, Art of the Greeting Card.
Sorry, is that not what I said? I must get my American accent.
That's
better.
Okay. That's okay. Art of the Greeting Card.
Yes.
So people can come in and make their own holiday greeting card.
Yes, and we have a wonderful artist from St. Louis called Linda Green Metzler, and she's going to be coming in and leading the workshop for the day. And it runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can bring your own a landscape or a picture with you, a photograph or your own still life, and she'll show you how to set it up, how to make your original watercolor card, and then talk about the best way to reproduce it, and so that you'll have your own personalized holiday season card.
So you mean you could bring if you wanted to put your house on the Christmas card, and then you're going to turn it into watercolor?
Yep, she'll show you how to watercolor it. So it might be a beautiful scene that you saw on your vacation, or it might be your home, or it might be a scene like, you know, Christmas tree. Or it might
so you bring in a photograph?
You can do, or you could bring in a still life. You might want to do, you know, you might have a group of ornaments that you really like, so you could bring those in, and she'll show you again how to do a watercolor.
What if you have no talent?
Everybody has talent, Paul. Even you could do it.
I like the way you say that. So everybody can do it. It'll be, what, Friday night?
It's Friday day, actually. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Friday during the day.
Yeah, so it's all day Friday, and it's working in watercolor. So, yes, ideally, you would have definitely some experience of watercolor painting. But we have so many great watercolor artists, you know, in and around Columbia.
And then it's going on the weekend, too, or just Friday?
No, it's just Friday. So it's 10 till 5 on Friday.
Okay.
And so you can book it online. You can go to ColumbiaArtLeague.org and click on the classes, and then you can scroll down and see the workshop there listed, and you can either give us a ring.
You can ring me up. Okay, that's the way they say it in England.
Ring me up and pay over the phone, or you can book it online. We have like a PayPal connection via the website, so you can pay for it online. Now, our workshops do often sell out, so, don't delay.
Okay, but you still have spots available right now.
I do believe so, yes.
But operators are standing by at this point.
At this point, because I'm here. But right after this
Okay,
point,
you're going to leave here.
Being the operator as well as everything else.
Okay, all right. So what's your phone number to call?
It is 573-443-8838.
Okay, 573-443-8838. Okay, so give her just a few minutes to get there.
Exactly. Don't delay. And also, we've got the new show this week as well, and our opening reception is tomorrow night on Thursday.
Okay, what is that new show?
It's the Give a Gift of Art, the annual members show, the holiday season.
Oh, okay, That'll be tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Yes.
November the 8th.
Correct, 6
okay.
or 8.
And then Friday
is the workshop, 10 till 5.
November the 9th, 10 to 5 in the morning.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. You can call the Columbia Art League or you can go online for more information. Diana Moxon, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Paul.
Now, our next guest has an event coming up on Friday, too, but I believe it's Friday evening, right?
Yes.
Christine Seitz, good to have you here.
Nice
School
to see
of
you,
Music.
Paul. Yes.
Tell me about your event.
Well, I'm really excited to talk about this year. I have been opera director at the School of Music since the fall of 2008.
Yeah.
And we do a scenes program in the fall. This is selections from many different operas so that everybody in the class, who's in the opera workshop class, gets a chance to strut their stuff in a scene that's really appropriate for them.
Strutting their stuff.
Right.
But you know, when you bring the singers on here on Radio Friend, they're wonderful.
They really sing
so
beautifully.
Wonderful.
Yes.
What were you here? You had
about a month ago.
And yeah. Yeah. And just sitting in here listening to them, it was magic.
Well, thank you very much.
And it's hard to believe that the power that comes out of these little girls.
I know. They're mostly undergraduates. I have a few graduate students and the rest of my class is undergraduates, but it's going to be a really exciting program. And this year, we're in the Missouri Theater for the first time since I've been here. Mm-hmm. So it will be Friday night the 9th and Saturday night the 10th at 7:30 both nights.
Okay. Oh, so good. You're not really competing with her greeting cards from 10
I
to 5.
Not, right.
You can go make greeting cards
during the day.
During the day, and then you can go to the opera
and
at nighttime.
Come to the opera program. Yes.
Okay. So what are... Can you give us a little idea of what's on the program?
Well, I was just counting up the different operas that we're selecting from. We have 12 scenes taken from 12 different operas. And it's
Are you doing the same program each night?
Each night it'll be the same program. So it's really interesting. There's a scene from a piece that came from Britain but was the big hit in the colonies before our American Revolutionary War. And the work is called Love in a Village. And this was the piece that everybody who went out to see anything went to during the Revolutionary War era in America.
Really?
So it was really, really popular then and has fallen on, you know, no one knows about it much anymore. So it's a little bit of a historical rediscovery of this work.
Yeah.
We're doing 4 or 5 selections from various Mozart operas. We've got... piece Norma by Bellini, Barber of Seville, Dido and Aeneas by Purcell, a piece in Russian from an opera by Rimsky-Korsakov called The Golden Cockerel, which is just the most exotic and beautiful music I've ever heard. Mm. Fantastic. The trio that you remember with the ladies that were here a few weeks ago. And we're ending our program with a beautiful chorus scene written by Puccini for his opera La Rondine, which is just... surreally beautiful, and you just won't believe it. So you have to come, and you'll enjoy.
Oh, well, I believe that it will be beautiful. You know, the fact that we have performances like this available right here in Central Missouri is pretty outstanding.
Yeah, I think
pretty outstanding.
Too. It's a very exciting program, and the students are singing at a very high level. It's really exciting to work
with
them.
So if people want tickets, it will be Friday night and Saturday night.
Here's the good part. It's free and open to the public.
But how do they get tickets?
They just come in. It's a donation taken at the door.
Okay, so you don't even make reservations ahead of time.
Nope, just come.
And what happens if you have such a massive crowd you can't get everybody in?
I love it. That would be great.
So you just come, you make a donation. Is there a suggested donation?
Yeah, suggested donation, $5. That's what we do for most of our school
That's
music
a steal.
Events.
That's a steal.
Isn't that a steal?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christine Seitz. Mark it on your calendar.
Paul.
Friday night and Saturday night and 10 o'clock from 10 to 5 for Diana Moxon, all right? Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio is Kyle Fellings from KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minshew, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye.